Rush, rush, rush. Traffic was insane, and the stores were crowded with grumpy people. The holidays, in my honest opinion, made people crazy. Mine just left me lonely if my son wasn't with me. There was no one else to share my heart with. School ended early, since it was their last day, and the holiday party, and Ty accompanied me to the store in an attempt to beat the 5 o'clock rush, only to find limited items on my grocery list available and a gazillion people fighting in the aisles for last-minute necessities. It was the last weekend before Christmas, after all. Finally, I gave up and made a mental note to modify my menu for the next few days. Stopping at a dozen stores wasn't on my agenda. "Hey, Chelsea, Ty," I heard from behind me.
"Hi, Miss Voigt,"
Ty answered. Turning, I noticed Ty's first-grade teacher rounding the corner by the produce. "Hi, Karen," I offered. "Those little chocolate mice you made were adorable, and the kids went nuts over them. You are so creative." She was referring to the Hershey Kisses, decorated to look like a little mouse I'd sent to the school party. "I can't take credit for those. I ran across them on Pinterest, my quiet time addiction." She clipped her long, dark hair at the back of her head and pulled a list from her purse. For a young woman, she looked tired. "I've heard others talk about that site. I'll have to look it up." "Well, settle in for the holiday break and enjoy it. When I get on it, I'm consumed, and hours pass before I know it." Ty tugged on the sleeve of my holiday sweater.
"Mom, can we go? I'm hungry."
My glare would have knocked over a Dallas Cowboy lineman. He knew he was being rude. "Merry Christmas to you both. I will see you Sunday at church." She pushed her empty cart toward the back of the store. Suddenly, a feeling of sadness passed from her to me. She always kept her private life to herself. Not having ever seen her wear a ring, I wondered if she was alone at the holiday. I'd never heard her mention a family or anything. Holiday loneliness never entered my mind until the year I got my divorce. I tilted my head down as I leaned to whisper in Ty's ear. "We need to work on your manners, young man. You know you were rude." He looked up at me with his big blue eyes.
"But I'm hungry."
He was beginning to pout. "We don't put our needs before someone else, and we don't forget how to be polite. Now, how about we just settle in and order pizza?" I said, plucking the last bag of chocolate chips from the display.
"Mama, it's Christmas. You have to make cookies,"
Ty pleaded while standing beside the grocery cart. "Cookies are treats, not a dinner of healthy substance. No take on pizza?" I brushed the tip of his nose with my finger.
"Is pizza good substance?"
His blue eyes sparkled as he questioned me. He had me there.